Bible illiteracy is rampant among Americans today, and you cannot afford to be ignorant of the Word of God, because right now, the second largest deception that God has ever pulled upon the human race is in progress. This deception that God is instituting is second only unto the one in which God deceived Satan into crucifying Jesus Christ, not knowing that he was dying for the sins of the world and would rise from the dead on the third day with all power in his hand. The Bible said that if Satan, being the prince of darkness, had known that Jesus Christ would have risen from the dead with all power in his hand, then he would have never crucified the Lord of glory. And just as Satan was deceived and played into the hand of God by crucifying Jesus Christ, so is the world being deceived, who dare to ignore the Bible, the very Word of God. They are playing right into the hand of Satan by the permission of God. God has stated that since they will not retain me in their knowledge, nor regard my son's death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of their sins, I will send unto them strong delusions that they will believe a lie. And the instrument which God has selected to bring about this installation of this strong delusion is Satan. And the instrument that Satan was going to use is so deceptive that unless you are very Bible literate, you will be suckered into it also. The method that Satan is going to use to bring about the strongest delusion since he was deceived will be globalism. And at the top of globalism will be a one world ruler. The Bible calls him the beast. We would better recognize him as the Antichrist. Do you know the characteristics which the Antichrist will exemplify when he takes the stage? I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News? I'm sure many of us have seen the bumper sticker which has a slogan on it stating, "Visualize World Peace." Well, that is the slogan of our day, and the Antichrist is just the person who is going to bring it into the world. Jesus Christ said, "Think not that I am come to bring peace. I am not come to bring peace, but a sword." And he did just that. He gave us the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. However, the Antichrist, his kingdom is of this world, and he will not bring a sword at first. He will bring peace. The Bible says in the book of Daniel that by peace shall he destroy many. By peace shall he destroy many. The Antichrist will be a politician. A politician with such charisma that even President Kennedy would be dwarfed by this man's charm and grace. The Antichrist will have words. The Bible says his words are as smooth as butter. Women will just melt before him, but the Bible says that he won't even be interested in women. The Bible says that his desire will not even be for women. He has only one concept on his mind, and that is the worship of the world. The worship of the world will be the number one goal on the agenda of the Antichrist. How also he'll accomplish this? Well, first of all, let's go into a few of his characteristics. Not only is he charismatic, not only will he be a great politician, but this Antichrist is nothing like he is depicted in such movies as Damien or in The Omen. This man is nothing like that. He is so smooth. He has supernatural powers granted unto him by Satan. Remember that just as there is a Trinity, God the Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit, there is a satanic trinity which will be revealed in these last days. Satan answers unto God, and the Holy Spirit has an antitype, which will be the false prophet. And Jesus Christ, he will have an antitype. We know him as the beast or the Antichrist, And just as Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh, the Antichrist will be Satan manifested in the flesh. And if you are not up on your literacy concerning how beautiful and how enticing and how magnificent in beauty that Satan is, then you need to read the Bible, especially the 14th chapter of Isaiah and the 28th chapter of Ezekiel. It tells you how beautiful Satan was. Satan was so beautiful that in his perfection, he was the perfection of beauty, the Bible says. The Bible says that Satan sealed up the sum of wisdom and beauty and all these things, and by his beauty he was lifted up in pride, and that corrupted him. Well, he has fallen today. He has fallen out of heaven, and he will come down into this earth and inhabit the body of this one that the scripture calls the Antichrist or the beast. Again, just as Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh that walked among men, the Antichrist will be an anti-type of Christ. He will be the one who is Satan manifested in the flesh, and he will walk among men. The Bible lets us know what nation this beast will come out of, and it will be the nation of Assyria. The Bible calls him the Assyrian. He will be a Jew, though, and he will hide his Jewishness. The Bible says that he shall not serve the gods of his fathers. He will be a Jew from the tribe of Dan, just as prophesied by Jacob in the book of Genesis. The Bible says, by peace shall he destroy many. And that's exactly how he will enter into the political situation of the world. He will be a very young man, just as Jesus Christ was only 30 years old when he entered into his ministry. The Antichrist shall be approximately 30 years old. He will be a young man with extraordinary wisdom. Remember, the Bible says that there is wisdom from the earth, and that Satan, when he was at his height, he sealed up the sum for wisdom. Now his wisdom has been corrupted. The Antichrist will be able to cause craft to prosper. He will be such a prosperous monarch that all the nations of the world will go unto him for recovery from economic collapse and governmental disorder. The Bible says that the Antichrist shall rule all the nations of this world, China, United States, Great Britain, Israel, all the nations shall go unto the Antichrist, because he will seem to have all the answers for the world. And just by this 7-year contract in which he will have all the nations of the Middle East sign a peace treaty with Israel, guaranteeing that no one will cross over the banks of Israel for 7 years. As you will well know, if you study any type of Middle Eastern politics, that anyone of the Arab race that rises up and tries to make any settlement or negotiations with Israel, they are consigned to death. They are to be assassinated. Just remember Anwar Sadat, remember King Hussein, and many others that were not as prosperous as those last two. They were assassinated because they were sympathetic and wanted to negotiate peace with Israel. Well, the Antichrist shall do this, and the first 3.5 years of this covenant peace treaty will be marvelous. The whole world will wonder. There will be peace upon the earth like the world has never known before. Satan, in this man called the beast, or the Antichrist, which we know him as, he will have a remarkable success. The Bible says again that he will cause craft to prosper. But as Middle Eastern politics will take over, and he will be assassinated. The Bible says in the book of Revelations that he will be assassinated by sword. Someone shall run him through with a sword. And 3 days later, this man who was assassinated, probably just like John F. Kennedy on television, he will arise from the dead. Yes, he will arise from the dead, and the whole world will wonder after the beast. They will say, who is like unto this man? Who is able to make war against him? He owns all the military of the might, and now he has risen from the dead. He can be none other than God. And the Bible says that the whole world will marvel after the beast. Well, during this 7-year covenant contract, the first 3.5 years, the Bible says that a tribulation temple will be built in Israel. Well, just a few months ago, back in Time Magazine, you read how they're getting the materials ready for this tribulation temple to be built. They don't know it as a tribulation temple, but this temple is being ready to be instituted. It's ready to be built any day when this guy takes the throne and announces that it shall be built. Well, during the first 3.5 years of its construction, it will be being built. And he, after he has risen from the dead, he will go right into the holy of holies of this magnificent tribulation temple and declare himself to be God. He will set himself up to be as God. He will say, "Worship me as God, the very God." And any man, woman, or child who does not have my mark in their hand, the palm of their hand, or in the midst of their forehead, they cannot buy or sell. You must have my mark, or you cannot be able to buy or sell. Well, now, many big corporations are gearing up for this one world government. They're saying one world, one currency, and one card. So everyone won't have to go to their banks and everything. It'll be very convenient for us, but this is also a step in the direction of the Antichrist, which no man can stop. This one card will be able to give you access into your bank account no matter where you are. You won't need to carry money around, you just carry this card. But many people might lose that card, so they'll say, instead of having a card, you put this on your forehead. You can't lose that. You put this in the palm of your hand. Run it over the scanner, and we'll deduct your money from your account. This will be how the one world monetary system will be instituted under the Antichrist. But he'll have you, instead of taking this number, whatever it will be, it'll be the number of his name, 666 plus your number, your individual number. 666 plus whatever his name is and your number. Whatever it is going to be in the mark, a mark that you must receive by giving allegiance unto the Antichrist. You must accept him as being your God. You must worship him. That's all that Satan ever wanted. It was worship of the human race. And he'll get it by hook or by crook. He'll say you can't buy or sell. You can't buy your cars. You can't buy gas. You can't buy food substances. You can't buy anything. You can't sell anything. You can't trade anything unless you have this mark. And if you're caught without this mark, you will be beheaded. The Bible says that those who refuse to take the mark of the beast, 666, or the number of his name, or his name in their forehead or their hand, they will be beheaded. He will have an eternal edict from that moment saying, kill all the Jews, because the Jews, in the law, it is stated that they are not to have any kind of mark in their hand or tattooed. They will say that he is not God. There is no God except Jehovah. We only worship him. That will enrage the Antichrist, and he will put out a worldwide edict saying, destroy all of the Jews from sea to shining sea. And the Bible says that 2/3 of the Jews alive today will be destroyed. It will make Hitler's Holocaust seem like a Sunday school picnic. 2/3 of the Jews will be destroyed. The nation of Israel will be in the middle, and he'll have all of the armies of the world summons to attack her. And only when they cry unto God, saying salvation is of the Lord, shall then the second coming occur, and Jesus Christ will come down and put down the Antichrist. Right now, you can escape all of this. This broadcast is called Have You Heard the Good News? The good news is that you can escape the tribulation period. The good news is that you can escape being down here when the Antichrist, this great man of charisma and political charm, will charm the world into deception, into worshiping him as God. You can escape this by one way. It's only by the new birth. You must be born again. You must have Jesus Christ born into your hearts by faith. How can this occur? It occurs when you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again. Once you believe that he died for your sins and rose again, all you need to do is believe that, then you are saved. You are saved from the wrath to come. You are saved from this tribulation period. You will be raptured out of this world and taken to be with Christ to look down upon this world situations if he allows us to do that. We'll be with him in the marriage supper of the Lamb before all of this takes place. If you deny or refuse to accept him and put him off and reject him, then you will be down here when the Antichrist takes over if you are still alive. And he is going to be taking over in the very near future. The very near future. I wouldn't give it 20 years. I wouldn't give it 20 years. It's going to be in our lifetime if we're young people. So I would really advise you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, because after the church is raptured out, it will cost you your very life to become a Christian. Because you cannot have that mark of the beast. You won't be able to buy or sell or provide for your family or anything. You must accept him now in order to escape all these things. Otherwise, it will cost you your life. Right now, salvation is free. It will only cost you your faith, believing that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose again. Once you believe that, he's born into your hearts by faith and you have salvation within you. If you do not accept him as your Savior, and you try to accept him during this tribulation period, it will cost you your life. You'll be beheaded. The good news is that Jesus Christ has provided a way of escape for you, that God's loved you, that whosoever believes in Jesus Christ shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And by the way, there will be no peace upon this earth until the Prince of Peace brings it at his second coming. I'm James Warden, and this is Have You Heard the Good News?